This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Israel said its forces intended to act against Hamas and other militant groups operating in the area. On Monday, medics said Israeli military strikes killed several Palestinians. The recent escalation comes with little hope of an end in sight to the war, as diplomacy efforts by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have so far failed to close the gap between Israel and Hamas, whose leaders trade blame over the lack of a ceasefire agreement. According to two Egyptian security sources, neither Hamas nor Israel agreed to several compromises presented by mediators at talks in Cairo on Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The United Nations on Monday said humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip has taken a serious blow after Israel ordered a new evacuation in the center of the besieged territory. The Israeli military on Sunday ordered people to evacuate immediately a part of central Gaza, sparking a rapid exodus of civilians and displacing UN and NGO workers. The order affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, UN warehouses, a water desalination plant, medical facilities, including the Key Alaska Hospital, one of a few still operating in Gaza, it said. The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rains and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has risen to 23, with around 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts, officials said on Monday. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million people affected remain isolated in an urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes.